And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Welcome back to Kids Radio's broadcast of City League Baseball. I'm John Whitaker, and this game has come down to the wire. The Odyssey Panthers are on the verge of winning their first game of the year. They've lost 11 straight, but they've certainly picked an interesting time to play their best game. They're one out away from beating the number one team in the league, the Odenton Barons. The Panthers are up by a run, but the Barons have two runners on base as Darius Miner, the Barons shortstop, steps to the plate. Standing outside the dugout, Panther coach Ed Washington shifts his infield.
Omar, take a couple steps to the left. One more. That's good.
Marvin's too deep.
Yeah, you're right, Xavier. Marvin, come on in five steps. Good.
Darius steps to the plate, and the first pitch, a high fly ball to right field. Marvin Washington's under it. This could end the game. Oh, no, he dropped it. Washington picks it up and throws it in, but it's too late. Both runs will come around to score, and the Barons win. Oh, what a heartbreaker for the Panthers. After coming so close, only to go down to their 12th straight defeat.
We're so close.
Hey, Marvin.
I can't believe it.
All right, come on, everybody. It was a great game. We'll get them next time.
How did he miss that? It was right to him.
Quiet, Max.
Marvin never should have been out there.
He didn't do any worse than you, and the grounder you missed in the third.
Ashley, Max, that's enough. Get in here. We win as a team. We lose as a team. Marvin? Where's Marvin?
If we're lucky, maybe he moved to Mexico.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whitaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Where are you?
I think he ran into his room.
He's probably under his bed.
Under his bed?
He hides under his bed when he's upset. Marvin? Answer me, are you under the bed?
Yes.
Come on out and talk to me.
I don't want to.
Man, don't worry about it. It was a tough catch. The wind was tricky.
Is the team really mad at me?
They'll get over it.
Listen, Marvin. All right, I can't talk to a mattress. I need to see your face.
Please, I don't want to come out.
All right, then I'll come under there with you.
You're getting under the bed?
You want to join us?
You have a weird family, Uncle Ed. I'm getting a sandwich.
Suit yourself. Ew, disgusting. When's the last time you cleaned under here?
I'm supposed to clean under my bed?
How old is this apple core? Never mind, I don't want to know. That was a tough break. 9 chances out of 10, you catch that ball. So hey, that means you got 9 in a row coming to your next game.
There's not gonna be a next game. I'm quitting.
That's too bad. I need a right fielder. Richfield's got a lot of lefties. Could be a lot of balls going to right.
Put Joey out there. He can catch better than me.
But Joey's my left fielder.
Then put a porpoise in right field.
Do you remember Gary Shepard?
The pitcher for the Braves?
Yeah. Do you remember what happened to him a couple of years ago? He was on the mound in the last game of the World Series and gave up the winning home run in the bottom of the 9th inning. Remember that?
Yeah.
And we haven't heard anything about him since, right?
Yeah. Where is he anyway?
He's out of baseball. He let it get to him. Now he can't throw the ball over the plate. He let one bad pitch define his career. Now you have the same choice. You can let that era in right field define your Little League career, or you can try to come back and define it yourself. You do have one advantage over Gary Shepard, though.
What?
20 million people witnessed his collapse in the biggest game of any major leaguer's life. Your era was for an 0-11 team in front of 60 parents. The fact of the matter is, it's a baseball game. Nobody died.
I know.
Dinner should be ready in about half an hour, and I'm not sliding the plate under the bed. Goodness knows how long it would stay here.
All right.
Marvin!
Hi, Ashley.
Why are you eating lunch way over here? The smell from the kitchen getting to you?
No.
Hey, don't worry about the game the other day. It was nothing. Everybody's forgotten about it.
Oh no, Marvin's here.
Go away, Max.
We were hoping you were sick. It would save us some money.
What?
The team took up a collection. We'll give you $5.25 if you skip today's game.
Get out of here, Max.
Getting paid to not play baseball. Where are you ever gonna find another deal like that?
Now, Max!
Let me know if you're interested, Marvin.
Don't listen to him.
He might get what he wants without paying me. I am feeling sick.
You feel like you're gonna throw up?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you stay home from the game today?
Okay.
Hope you feel better. I'll see you in a couple of hours. Xavier, let's go.
I'll stay home with Marvin. Auntie Lane can go to the game.
Where am I going to find a first base coach?
She can do it. She's filled in before.
All right. I'll see you guys later.
All right. Stop faking.
I'm not faking. My stomach really hurts.
Only because you want it to hurt. You don't want to play in the game today, huh?
No. But my stomach does hurt.
I know what'll make it feel better.
What?
Redemption.
Redemption?
The only thing that wipes away the shame of being the goat is to be the hero.
How am I gonna be the hero?
You gotta practice. We're gonna work on your fielding, throwing, and hitting. I'm gonna make you into a home run hitter.
I've never hit a home run in my life.
That's the best way to be the hero. Smash it over the fence. We play the Coyotes next week. By that time, you'll be killing the ball. Now come on, let's go out back. Taking your eye off the ball at the last second. Look at it all the way in.
Okay.
Here we go. Bottom of the ninth, the Chicago Cubs are down by 3 runs. Bases loaded. 2 outs. 2 strikes on Marvin Washington. He's the Cubs' last hope. Here comes the pitch.
Ground out to the pitcher. Game over. Washington blows it again.
Forget that one. You make contact and you kept your eye on it. That was good.
Yeah. 6-foot blast.
Plant your right foot and stride into it more.
Okay.
Let's try another one, okay? Bottom of the ninth. The Chicago Cubs are down by 2. Man on first and second. Marvin Washington is the Cubs' last hope. The pitch. Deep drive to left field, going back. Back at the wall. Gone. The Cubs win. The Cubs win. Washington is the hero.
Oink! That went really far.
And of course, the hero always climbs the fence to get the ball back. I'm gonna get a sandwich.
The crowd is on their feet. The bases are loaded as Jamie Gilson comes to the plate for the Panthers. They're down by 1 run, a base hit to the outfield here, and the Panthers could win their first game of the year. Marvin Washington is next to hit. He stands in the on-deck circle.
This is my chance. If Jamie gets out, I can win it with the base hit.
All right, Jamie. Just make contact, buddy. Don't try to kill it.
Strike two!
Come on, Jamie. Why didn't he swing at that? It was right down the middle.
Swing if it's close, Jamie.
I'm the hero. I'm the hero.
Strike two!
Okay, come on, Marvin.
That's okay, Jamie. You get him next time.
This is your moment, babe. It's up to you.
It's up to me. Bottom of the ninth. The Chicago Cubs are down by a run. Rookie sensation Marvin Washington comes to the plate.
Marvin.
Yeah?
Come on back.
What?
I'm putting in a pinch hitter for you. Ashley's gonna bat instead.
Why?
What's going on?
Ashley's hitting for Marvin. Ashley, you're up.
All right, coach.
Why?
I think it's best.
Dad, I really want to hit.
I'm sorry, but I've already made the decision. Ashley's hitting for you.
But, Dad!
We'll talk about it later. Just get on the bench.
How can you do that to him?
We'll talk about it later.
He wants to hit.
Get back and coach first base.
Yes, sir.
Don't throw your glove on the floor. Put it in your room.
Why didn't you let me hit?
I thought it was in the best interest of the team to have Ashley hit.
Why?
Yeah, good question. Marvin's just as good as Ashley.
And she still got out.
We needed a hit to the outfield. She has more power than you, Marvin.
I hit it all the way into center field in the third inning. I've been working in the backyard with Xavier. I'm a lot better now.
I know. I've seen you practicing. But I only had 7 seconds to make the decision. Why don't you get cleaned up for dinner?
Okay.
You think he would have choked, don't you?
Xavier?
You think he's a loser, just like everybody else does. But you're his dad. You should have more faith in him than everybody else does.
Hi, Ed. Now that's some bell you've got on the door.
It's an experiment. We've got a lot of castle decor around here. I thought it was appropriate.
Yeah.
It might get too annoying. We'll see. So what's going on?
I've got some supplies for you.
Oh, great. You want a milkshake? I'm trying out a new homemade syrup.
I can't say no to that, sure.
You got it.
That was a tough decision you made in the game the other day. How did Marvin take it?
A little better than I did.
You think it was a bad move?
I don't know. I was thinking like a coach. Maybe I should have been thinking like a father.
I'm sure it's hard to separate the two.
Part of me wonders if I got too caught up in the game. Did I really want to win so badly I would sacrifice my son's confidence?
And the other part of you?
The other part of me was afraid. He would have struck out, Whit. I know it. That pitcher was too tough for him. He would have been the goat again, but maybe that would have been okay. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, there's just no right answer to this question, Ed. As a father and a coach, you have to do what you think is right at the time.
But was it just being a coward? I didn't want to take the chance. Of course, he probably would have gotten a hit and been the hero and ridden the wave of confidence all the way to becoming president of the United States.
Life isn't Hollywood. The game doesn't always end with the hero hitting the game-winning home run. Marvin's just got to learn to try his best, and his confidence will grow from there.
There's not too much time for that, though. We've only got one game left.
Good evening. It's a beautiful night for baseball. Welcome to Kids Radio and the final game of the regular season for Odyssey Little League and the Panthers, who stand at no wins and 15 losses. They hope to win their final game tonight against the Waynestown Woodpeckers and regain some of their pride after a season that just hasn't lived up to expectations. Coach Ed Washington will put Petey Mattson on the mound to try to stop the Woodpeckers of Waynestown.
You ready, Marvin?
Yeah.
Tonight's your night. It's gonna be your moment. Can you feel it?
No.
Picture it in your head. The game-winning hit.
But I'm not even playing at the beginning.
What?
Dad's putting Vince in right field.
He told you that?
It's on the lineup card.
Hang on. I need to talk to your dad. Uncle Ed.
Yeah?
Are you really starting Vince in right field?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because Vince hasn't started all year. I thought I'd give him a chance.
But what about Marvin?
I'll get him in. Don't worry about it. Okay, guys, let's huddle up.
We're in the top of the sixth. The Panthers are up 9-8, 6 outs away from their first win of the year. Petey Mattson pitching well for the Panthers.
All right, Petey, go after this guy.
Why haven't you put Marvin in? There's only 2 innings left.
Don't worry about it, Xavier.
He can't get the big hit if he's sitting on the bench.
I'm not concerned with the big hit. When we get to a point where I think he can help the team, I'll put him in.
But I know he
Listen to me. I know Marvin better than you. He's not a big hit kind of person. He may never be a hero in athletics. Not everyone gets the chance. He's not you, Xavier. He can't hit 300 and catch everything that comes his way. You've got to let him be a hero in his own way.
Shh.
sharp grounder hit to Simon at second. Nice pickup, and he throws out Brad Moyer. That's one out here in the bottom of the seventh and final inning. The Panthers are down 10-9 with nobody on base. Max Hampton is due up. He needs to get on base for the Panthers.
Dad, put me in. I'll hit for Max.
I'm going to let Max bat, then I'll figure out what to do.
There's only two outs left in the whole season.
I know, but I want to see what Max does.
Max steps to the plate. He's 2-for-4 today with a double. The pitch? Oh, Max is hit with the pitch. It looked like a fastball, and it might have gotten him in the face. Max is down on the ground. Oh, I hope he's okay.
Max, are you all right? Let me see your face. Got you in the cheek. You're gonna have a nice bruise there. Xavier, get some ice from the cooler and wrap it in a cloth.
Gotcha.
Do you know where you are, Max?
On the ground.
I mean, what park?
Yellowstone?
Max.
Just kidding. McAllister.
Good.
Max is getting up. He appears to be okay, but he looks a little dazed. Coach Washington is taking him back to the dugout.
Are you sure you're okay, Max? Your mom is in the stands. Do you want to see her?
No, I want to stand on the bases.
No, I'll get someone to pinch run for you. Just sit down on the bench. Marvin.
Yeah?
Get on first. You're running for Max.
What?
Come on out of the dugout with me for a second, Marvin. Now.
Dad, I want to bat.
That's not what I need you for.
Why do you keep taking me out when I can win the game? I can pinch hit for Andy.
You can still help us win the game, but you're going to do it by running. You're faster than Andy, and he's better at hitting curveballs. It's the best move. Andy, you're batting. Get on first, son.
Yes, sir.
It looks like Marvin Washington will be pinch running for Max at first. Andy Persons will step to the plate. Xavier Washington, the first base coach, gives the signs to Andy. Marvin leads off at first base. Oh, a quick throw from the pitcher over to first. Marvin almost got picked off. Oh, close play. It looked like Marvin was caught sleeping a little bit. That would have been disastrous for the Panthers, who would have been down to their last out.
What are you doing?
What?
You gotta pay attention to the pitcher. You almost got picked off. Stay in the game, man.
What's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point? You've got a game to win.
It won't be because of anything I did.
Time. Can I have time?
Time!
Marvin, listen to me. You're not gonna get the chance to get the game-winning hit, but this is the spot you're in. You do the best wherever you are, and that's what makes you part of this team. Now you get out there, and when Andy hits the ball, you run as fast as you've ever run in your life, and you try and score the tying run. It's just as important as the winning run. You got that?
Yeah.
Good. Play ball.
Play ball!
Xavier's done talking with Marvin, and Andy steps back to the plate. The pitch? It's a sharp hit to the shortstop. This could be a double play to end the game. Marvin's out at second. The throw to first. Oh, bad throw. Andy is safe at first. The Panthers are still alive, but just barely. Oh, I thought for sure this game was over, but I tell you what, Marvin Washington did a nice job breaking up that double play. He slid hard into second and threw the second baseman off balance, who ended up throwing it over the first baseman's head. If not for Marvin's hustle, this game would be over.
Nice slide, Marvin.
Yeah, right.
So, that leaves it up to Ashley Jenkins. Ashley is 2-for-3 with a walk today. We'll see if she can keep the season alive for the Panthers. The pitch. Deep hit to left field. That ball is going out of here. Home run. The Panthers win. The Panthers win their first game of the year. The team is going crazy. Ashley Jenkins is rounding the bases. The whole team is gathered at home plate to mob her. In dramatic fashion, the Odyssey Panthers avoid a winless season, and they come through with a 12-11 win. So, Marvin, everyone else is getting their ice cream reward. Do you want yours?
My stomach kind of hurts.
Not in the mood to celebrate?
Why should I be? I didn't do anything worth celebrating.
Okay, kids. Team, quiet down for a second. I'd like to say something. In honor of our victory today, I'd like to give out a special award to the most valuable player of this game, Ashley Jenkins, for her game-winning home run. For that, she gets an extra scoop of ice cream.
Thanks, Coach.
But she wasn't the only hero in the game. I think this Most Valuable Player award should be shared by two people, Ashley and the other person who made her home run possible.
Thanks, Coach.
Max.
I knew that throwing my cheek in front of that oncoming fastball would help the team.
It's not for you.
Then who?
An extra scoop of ice cream goes to Marvin Washington for a great slide.
Really? Coach is right, Marvin. We'd all be moping at home right now if it hadn't been for you.
Well, okay. Marvin's the hero? He broke up a double play. Big deal. My cheek is the size of a pear. He made a good slide for crying out loud. That would make a terrible baseball movie.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
You deserve it. Enjoy your double scoop.
But I guess your stomach's too sick to eat it, right, Marvin?
Mr. Whitaker, I think I just had a miraculous recovery.
Oh, I guess being the hero is pretty good medicine.
In Luke chapter 22, Jesus' disciples were fighting over which one of them was the greatest. Jesus wasn't too happy with them. He told them in verse 26, "The greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves." Marvin was concentrating pretty hard on being the hero. But as his father taught him, the hero is not always the player who gets the big hit. You know, the hero is the one who sacrifices for the benefit of the rest of the team. In the same way, we are heroes in God's eyes when we make sacrifices to serve others. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The defining moment was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Mark Christopher Lawrence, Paul Herlinger, Niles Calloway, Jordan Calloway, Jeffrey Noah, and Bryce Keltner. Our sound designer was Todd Bastide. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.